All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Adam the Bull with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We continue our conversation of rivalry Saturday and rivalry weekend. Zach Barnett is with me now, college football writer for Football Scoop and College Football Talk. Zach, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Ready to go for Michigan-Ohio State, which is the rivalry game. I think it's the best rivalry. And in all the sports, it's not like I grew up with it because I grew up in New York. And, you know, in New York, nobody cared about college football when I was a kid. So, but I think Michigan-Ohio State is the best rivalry in sports. What say you?
I'm partial to the Texas-Oklahoma series. Although it's not going to be that way this Saturday. Split down the middle at the Cotton Bowl, one of the most picturesque venues you'll ever have for college football. It's definitely something everyone should experience once. But, you know, Michigan-Ohio State definitely has an argument as well.
Let's begin there with Ohio State-Michigan. You know, everything points to the way both teams have played in the last month, to Michigan winning the game. They are a 4.5-point favorite. They haven't won at Ohio State, though, since 2000. This group of Michigan players and this coach have never beaten Ohio State. So the pressure seems to be more on Michigan. You know, Ohio State is at home. They are very talented, although they've been inconsistent and have not really played well for the last month. What do you make of this? Is this the year that Michigan finally gets it done?
You know, I honestly think this game plays perfectly well into Urban Meyer's hands. You know, he is at his best when he can use his psychology degree to motivate and manipulate his players' psyches. And being a home underdog, an underdog on their home turf, I think, you know, given their history, will allow Ohio State to come out and play loose and let it rip. You know, Urban's 26-3 lifetime as a head coach in rivalry games, obviously undefeated at Ohio State. So you're going to have to, on each side, you know, in addition to playing well, you're going to have to win the psychology of the game when, you know, when things start going, you know, well for Ohio State. You know, Michigan players are going to look at themselves thinking, you know, how is this going to go wrong? Ohio State players are going to look at themselves saying, all right, how is this going to go right? So yeah, I think Michigan is going to have to thoroughly outplay Ohio State to win the game.
When you look at the way Dwayne Haskins has played this year, he's played great. He's an NFL type of quarterback, but he's not as traditional. You know, Ohio State with Urban Meyer has had quarterbacks that were run first quarterbacks. Now, Dwayne Haskins is a good athlete, but he's not a run first quarterback. He's a pass first quarterback. Do you think they've adjusted the offense to him well enough?
Yeah, I mean, they rolled up for 600-some-odd yards against Maryland. It definitely took some time, but they've got the running game going. J.K. Dobbins carried it, you know, darn near 40 times. And, you know, just because Haskins doesn't run doesn't mean that he can't run.
Sure.
So I would look for him to pull down and keep it a couple times this game, because I think that's going to be a necessity to move the ball against this Michigan defense.
I agree. Let's go from what's happening today, and let's go back over the weekend here. And Washington State, you know, there's been a lot of talk about if Ohio State, I know where I work locally in Cleveland, we've talked a lot about it. You know, if Ohio State wins and they're battling with Washington State for that final playoff spot, who would get it? Well, that is out the window as Washington State loses 28-15 to Washington. Were you surprised by that?
No, I picked Washington to win the game, and pretty much for the reason that Washington defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake was talking about on local radio after the game, that Washington pretty much has Washington State figured out. They haven't had the season that they would have to have. They haven't really played to their talent, but Washington is an incredibly talented team. Washington State's obviously a one-trick pony. That trick works really well against equally or lesser talented teams, but Washington – you know, had Washington State scouted very well. Gardner Minshew, you know, threw two interceptions, didn't even hit 200 yards, I don't believe, passing. So, I kind of expected it to play out the way that it did.
West Virginia, over 700 yards of offense, and they still lose to Oklahoma. So I'll ask you this. If Oklahoma beats West Virginia again next week and Ohio State beats Michigan this week, and then we assume Ohio State beats Northwestern, although I guess you never know. Would Ohio State get in, or would it be Oklahoma, you think, in that final spot, assuming that Alabama takes care of business against Georgia?
You know, that's a very good question. Ohio State's argument is going to be that they have a better win than anything Oklahoma would have, which would be true. But at the same time, Oklahoma, you know, if they were to win the rematch against Texas, their argument would be that, you know, their one loss came by 3 points on a neutral field. They didn't get blown out like Ohio State did, and they would have beaten every single team that they played. So I do think I think it depends on how Ohio State plays Michigan today, because the committee has clearly showed that they value defense over offense this year, even though, you know, it's kind of an offense over defense type season. That's why LSU is still number seven. That's why Mississippi State's been so high despite having four losses. So, you know, obviously the Oklahoma defense scored two touchdowns last night, but, you know, they still gave up, you know, eight of them. So if Ohio State can win and play good defense, I think Ohio State has a great chance at jumping Oklahoma.
And I think I said that Oklahoma played West Virginia again next week. Obviously, they played West Virginia. They played Texas, as you said. But, and that would be interesting because Oklahoma, as you say, would have a chance to avenge their only loss. Whereas, obviously, you know, Ohio State lost to a terrible Purdue team. So, it'd be interesting to see.
So, you're going to go out the you know, Les Miles in 2007, you know, got LSU into the national championship by arguing, oh, we're undefeated in regulation, even though they'd lost two games, both of those were in overtime. So, if you're Lincoln Riley, you got to come out and say, we've beaten every single team that we played, something that Ohio State wouldn't be able to say, something that even Michigan wouldn't be able to say.
Right. When you look at, you know, I mentioned as long as Alabama takes care of business, obviously they'll play Auburn and then they'll play Georgia. Is there what team do you think has the best chance, if any, to upset Alabama?
I think it's Clemson. Their defense is as good or better than Alabama's. They have the defensive front that can shut down, that can get to Tua with four, which is something you're going to have to do. You can't allow him to sit back there and pick you apart. So, and then Trevor Lawrence has completely opened up their passing game, their offense. Alabama, you know, earlier in the year was vulnerable to the deep pass. They've helped that, they've shored that up considerably. But at the same time, you know, they haven't played anyone with the offensive firepower anywhere close to Clemson. So I think that's the championship game we're going to get, and I think it'll be a good one.
Do you think when Tua is eligible, draft eligible next year, do you anticipate him being like a definite first overall pick in the draft?
I think so, just because of the way, you know, I think the success Patrick Mahomes has in Kansas City will help a guy like him. You know, Tua's not the biggest guy in the world, but, you know, he has a strong arm and he is deadly accurate, which is two most things you need to have if you're a quarterback.
We're talking with Zach Barnett, college football writer, football scoop, and college football talk. Zach, Notre Dame looking to complete an undefeated regular season tonight against USC. Chances of USC pulling will be a pretty big upset, even at home.
I really don't give them much of a chance. This program, their psychology is fractured at this point. You know, if you're going to rally the troops, you're going to rally them against a bad UCLA team. They couldn't even do that. And then, you know, Notre Dame, you know, they're playing well, and on top of that, they're just really darn good. They're strong. They're physical up front on both sides of the ball. So I think Notre Dame takes care of business pretty easily.
Do you prefer the way the Big 12 does it in terms of just there's one conference and the top two teams, or the way the other leagues do it? You know, and for example, you know, obviously the Big 10. I know Northwestern's got a good conference record, but you know they're not far, obviously not the second best team, probably not even the third or fourth best team in the Big 10. Would they be better off having just one conference?
Well, it's an interesting question because the answer to that question depends on what you define as better off. The Big 12, no, there's no doubt about it. The Big 12 champion is the hardest won championship of the Power Five. Given you got to play 10 games, you got to play the second best team twice. But at the same time, the Big 12 has suffered a number of upsets. The SEC hasn't. Obviously, they're going to have Alabama and Georgia. You know, their top two teams are playing next week. But I think the SEC kind of likes it to where their best team plays the fifth best team. Or right. Kind of how the Big Ten is going to have their best team is going to play maybe the fifth best team. That way you make a lot of money, you draw a lot of eyeballs, and you don't really hurt yourself in the playoff positioning either.
Good point. Zach, do you like the 14 playoff? Would you like to see eight teams? What's your take on that?
I like the four. I think you'd have to – I think making eight work would be tough. I think you'd have to eliminate conference championship games because, you know, I think the powers that be like the schedule set up the way it is. I don't think they want it to go into second or third week of January. I don't think they want to play, you know, playoff games, you know, December 22nd or anything like that.
Right.
So the system, the way they have, satisfies the most people.
If you did, I personally like the idea of an 18 playoff. I like the idea of having the first round games be at the home field of the higher seeded team. Would you be in favor of that if they did go to eight?
Yeah, I think if you had to do that, you'd have, because you can't ask fans to travel three times, so you'd have to essentially eliminate conference championship games and play those on campus here next weekend.
I know they, you know, huge injury to their quarterback yesterday with UCF, but how good are they? You know, I feel like a lot of people that cover college football think they would have no chance against any of the big teams. Do you agree with that?
I think this year's team isn't as good defensively as last year's team. I think last year's team, you know, really could have given Clemson, really could have given Alabama, Oklahoma a game. I think this year's team is a step below that, but you know, obviously they're not going to have McKenzie Milton. But they're a good enough team to where, in a one-game scenario, they really can't keep up with anybody.
Zach, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Adam.